How to Become a 100%er by Danny Almaguer. At Small Giants, the parent company of Dumbo Feather, we're all about investing our passion and money into projects we believe can make the world better. We're 100%ers, or at least that's our aim. The term, 100%er, is inspired by Charlie and Lisa Kleissner, tech entrepreneurs who wanted to invest their money in a meaningful way, and inspire others to do the same. That's why they started the 100% Impact Network, which brings together like-minded people who invest all of their assets into social and environmental causes. Now, these are some serious investors, but being 100% isn't just about money, it's about making a 100% commitment to ensuring your life reflects your values. As Kleissner says, social transformation begins with personal transformation. Just think of all the decisions you make every day, from the big to the mundane. Where you invest your super, what you eat for dinner, where you buy your coffee, what you do for work, the relationships you have. Imagine if you could align these choices with your core beliefs. We're on the road to doing that, and while we're still working a lot of it out ourselves, this two-step guide will help you get the wheels in motion. 1. Work out what your values are. When I'm asked what key things I want to see changed in the world, I say, protecting the environment, encouraging hope and good leadership, building businesses that do social good and working for peace. Your values might be different. You might be more of an animal person, or someone who thinks we can't go further as a society without learning how to be more vulnerable. The point is, if you can't articulate the things that are most important to you, how can you ensure you're focusing your energies in the best way? A good way to discover what you care about is by doing volunteer work. If you know which area you want to volunteer in, children, homelessness, environment, education, health, etc., then you're sorted. If you don't, try a few new projects until you're hooked on something. From this, a list of values should emerge. 2. Align your values with your actions. If protecting children is a high priority, consider whether what you do at work, or what you buy, affects kids in some way. Maybe through child labor abuses? Or on a positive note, employing single mothers. The best way to uphold these values is to surround yourself with like-minded people. It can be difficult to change the people you hang out with, but think about it, if all your work colleagues are mad cyclists, you'll probably end up riding too, or if all your friends smoke, it'd be hard to be the only non-smoker. On top of a great social group, find a mentor or coach whose values you respect. Now, although I've made this sound fairly easy, the reality is, change is hard. And even when we do work at it, dilemmas arise. If you're an environmentalist, for example, how do you justify international travel? If you care about health, should you still eat that sugary dessert? I care about animals, but I eat meat, one of my many inconsistencies. The key is to be conscious about your choices and do the best you can. As my kids remind me, if you reach for the stars, you might just touch the moon. What if you were able to align your values with how you live? We have 3 steps to help you become a 100%er. A Dumbo Feather production by Dennis Y.C. Liu. Asterisk. For more inspiration, join an Awaken call this weekend with Danny Almaguer and Barry Liberman. More details and RSVP info here.